Welcome to American Medicine Today, presented by the Bonatti Spine Institute, featuring internationally acclaimed inventor of the Bonatti Spine Procedures, Alfred Bonatti, MD. Here are your hosts, Kimberly Bermel Bonatti, and co-host Ethan Uecker and Jeff Wagstaff.
Welcome back to American Medicine Today. I'm Kimberly Bonatti alongside my friends Ethan Uecker, Jeff Wagstaff, and world-renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Alfred Bonatti. Now, after Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, many Americans are still stranded there, and a group of veterans have organized to bring them home safely. Joining us to discuss is James O'Lean, combat veteran of the United States Army and founder of American Duty. Thank you for joining us, James.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So first off, we wanted to say thank you so much for your service.
Yes.
I appreciate that. It was an honor.
Yes. And what was your initial response to Biden's botched withdrawal?
Well, I was glued to the TV like many Americans. My mother's, she's from Vietnam, and so I'm very aware of the story that happened over 40 years ago out in Saigon, and I couldn't disconnect from it, honestly. It was the same images that we saw from the last flight from Da Nang when people were hanging onto the airplane. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, you know, there's refugees out there that need to be cared for and need to be assessed and see if some of those people are our friends that we can help out and bring to a new home, not necessarily the United States.
Yeah, I mean, do you guys have any figures or numbers? Do you have any rough estimation of how many American refugees aside, because obviously, you know, we should help a lot of them out too. How many Americans are still stuck in Afghanistan?
Well, we do have our own list internally. It's in the hundreds, I can assure you of that. And we also have high confidence that there are Americans in refugee camps in Central Asia today.
Wow.
Mostly because some of these American citizens are also dual citizens of Afghanistan or the former Afghanistan and don't want to leave their families. So they'll travel with them into the refugee camps, and we're looking for those individuals to see if we can help them out, help them establish a new life, care for them, both food and shelter, and help them go through their paperwork to see where they can be resettled.
You know, we were in Afghanistan for 20 years. I think everybody can agree, the left and the right, that it was time to leave, but it was just disastrous that they would leave without a plan. Mm. What do you think the difference would have been if a more conservative president were to have been at the helm when we withdrew?
Well, I do believe there were plans out there. Having been in the military as an enlisted soldier, I know that there are plans, there are backup plans, and several backup plans to those. The commanders and the president decided to adopt one of those plans and took action. It's possible that other plans could have been more successful. But at the end of the day, a lot of people died unnecessarily, including the 13 U.S. service members, Marines, I believe an Army soldier and a Navy soldier during the evacuation of Kabul when it fell, and several other American citizens and our allies out there that have helped us for over 20 years. It was unnecessary carnage, in my opinion.
Yes.
And what American Duty is doing is we're a coalition of veteran volunteers that have stood up to make a move because somebody had to take action.
Right.
And today, our volunteers are out there in Central Asia, not in Afghanistan, and here in the United States working to build lists of people that we can help and working with other similar groups that are out there taking different actions to get those people across the border. And we are working within and exceeding guidelines of the State Department and international guidelines for refugee assistance today.
Mm-hmm.
So I also want to make one point, too. We're a nonpartisan group. We have Republicans, Democrats, and Libertarians working together that I speak with every day who are here for a singular mission. It's to save lives.
Why do you think that American Duty has been so successful, yet our own regime and people in the White House, this administration, have been so ineffective?
Well, you know, veterans, we took a pledge on our first day when we stood up and put our hand up and took a pledge to defend the United States. We also took a pledge to defend those who are defending us and to always bring out all of our allies, all of our friends, anyone that's worked with us to achieve our missions. And all I can say is that the duty and the pledge we took back then resonates throughout our lives. So if you've served in the military, if you've served in uniform, or if you've been around people as a civilian that serve, I can, you know, I think if you speak to anyone that's in that position, we'll all understand the significance of duty at the end of the day. I can't really speak for the administration or what's going on in Capitol Hill. I can only speak for what I've, you know, directly touched. And that is doing everything we can, honestly staying up 20 hours a day, trying to save these lives. I think the first 80 hours after I got a phone call, I was asleep for about 10, and I got that phone call about 45 minutes after we left Afghanistan.
Wow. Now, James, you and I were talking a little bit off air, and you mentioned something about, just to tie it into the overall theme of the show, American Medicine Today, you mentioned something about, what, a measles outbreak? And then, of course, there's the whole COVID thing, too, with some of these refugees. Can you briefly touch on that?
Yeah, of course. So, you know, there's a lot of, I guess the word's vetting in the media that's going that we're using right now to assess these individuals, both to ensure that they are had been working for us and aren't part of our enemy component for the past 20 years. But it's also important that we assess their health before we bring them into the United States. During the Vietnam War, I believe there were over 400,000 refugees. And at the end of the day, we put them into refugee camps and worked with them around the world, and ended up deporting, I believe, about over 1,000 back to Vietnam because they weren't our friends at the end of the day. But on the medical side, we've seen a measles outbreak up in Fort McCoy in Wisconsin. There's a COVID risk out there, not only for the refugees in Central Asia, which, if memory serves, I believe about 5% of the population in Afghanistan were vaccinated at the fall of Kabul. But the risk is also there for our operators that are out there trying to work on this humanitarian mission on the ground. And, you know, I'm really pleased with a friend of ours, Same Day Health. They came here last year, stood up an organization within the United States to combat COVID and are one of the premier testing facilities across the country. And they've stood up again. I gave the founders a call, told them the work I was doing, and they decided to stand up and give all of the operators free COVID testing to help out the mission.
Well, that is great. Thank you so much for being on the show, James Olean, and your company, American Duty, for trying to help save many lives. Thank you so much for being on the program.
Great work.
Thank you.
Take great care. Well, make sure you stay tuned. Coming up after the break, a story of recovery.